Guardians of the Geekery, episode 251. Special guest Phil Fortner from Get Some Game. Actually, it's GSG eGames. That's right. Oh my gosh, it's so cool. So they Get Some Game had this space on the second level that was for open gaming. That is now a complete esports arena. Very cool. Look at the pictures that we have posted with our posting here. So I'm very excited. And just a quick disclaimer, we recorded this in January, I believe. And we're just getting around to posting this now. But the information is still relevant and awesome. So enjoy.
Podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ. There are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
Wait, do you have any questions?
I have hit the record button.
Oh,
you can't ask questions.
Please ask all your questions at great length and
call
in
now
slow
with your questions.
Call 1-800. No. Is that enough digits?
Is that N-O or K-N-O-W?
Just do what works until it stops.
Is that on the WWW? Or is that, I don't know. We've been podcasting a while.
On that's interteams. On the HTTP.
Oh.
Okay, pardon me while yes. I do this.
It's Miller time.
It's Miller time.
So we're evidently, would you like to click some pens next?
No,
maybe stamp on the counter and to crosstalk.
He hit the button before I could do that.
I know. I was just about to ask our illustrious guest Phil if he had any questions before he started recording, but guess what? Too late, Phil.
Oh, okay.
So we'll
you're
just
in
have
trouble
to,
now.
You'll just
you
have
can
to
still ask.
Learn
though.
As you
They're
go.
Just, I mean, recorded I for almost all know everything already. So.
Excellent.
So, yes, so we have Phil Fortner here. I said that correctly?
Yeah.
All the things. See, on my first try.
Ooh.
2019 is going to rock, folks. So, Phil is here from GSG eGames, which is, would you call yourself a part of Get Some Games or a new and exciting division of Get Some Games?
Yeah, we're a part. We took our second floor that was previously just open play space and converted it into an esports arena.
Yeah.
And, those pictures are awesome, by the way.
Yeah. That, unfortunately, yeah. Tiffles and Carol the Cat did not get to see them.
Let me draw them for our listeners at home.
All right. Oh, wait,
no. this is still audio? What the heck?
I know. Well, you know. So, the bonus wasn't that big.
So for those who don't know, what is an e-sport or e-game?
Really, Carol? You don't know? You, the hardcore gamer, don't know?
Well, there's a difference between video games and esports.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Video games are just anything you play at home, anything that you want to do on a computer or console. Esports differs in that typically you're playing with a team versus another team. So instead of single-player games, like you're always going to be playing 5v5 or 6v6 for certain video games.
Cool.
And so this is PvE versus PvP, typically.
PvP
versus PvE.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the difference, basically.
And this gets to be, like, people get sponsored in some of these teams? Is that?
Yeah, there's huge money in the esports arena. It's like the future of geekdom.
I forget what country it was, but there was this senior citizen team. Like, they were all over 65. And they were hysterical. I think it was, I don't know if it was on MSN or, I don't know, but it was.
That's
it was
what really happens neat. When you give grandpa a video game for Christmas.
But they were rocking it, man. They were.
They got nothing else to do but practice all day.
Oh, that's a stereo. Well, true. Yeah, they're retired, I guess.
So, you know, it's either that or farm for gold in World of Warcraft, you know? But yeah, so PvP, for people who don't know, is player versus player. PvE is player versus environment. I suck at PvP. I will always be PvE because I tend to not look behind me, and all of a sudden it'll be like, ha, ka-chow!
I'm finding dead. Out with Fortnite how incredibly terrible I am with PvP. It's like, I landed, I'm dead. I landed, I'm dead.
Yeah. Maybe you need to find a level zone that's good for you.
You just need to play more and practice.
That's the there thing. That's what I'm told. It's like, if you play an hour every day, yes, but that's an hour I'm not reading or doing something.
If only there were some place you could go
and play with other people.
Yeah.
And get taught how to be better.
Will you make a note? Let's write that down.
New business.
That is a concept. Somebody should really run with that. Phil, do you know anybody?
Not off the top of my head.
So what inspired you to start this part of Get Some Games?
Yeah.
So I was talking with one of my friends, and we were trying to think of the next thing we can do, because you can only do so many things with board games and card games, and like what's next?
Right.
And we were talking about how there used to be land centers and these places where you could go pay and just hang out all day. And they were huge.
Yeah.
But now every time one opens up in Charlotte, they close within a year, because in order to successfully do it, you need 50 or 100 PCs, and the capital to start up is just so expensive.
Yeah.
But when we can just add it on to our existing business, to where we don't need to pay for overhead or employees or anything else, we're simply just investing the money to buy the units, and then we can make that back over time. We don't have to worry about paying for rent.
Yeah, you already had the space available to you.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, because Get Some Games, you have huge space.
Yeah.
You do not have the challenges of some of those other local businesses.
A two-story, 4,800 square foot building.
Wow.
And we have a 10-car garage in our back.
Wow.
And
goodness.
There's a group, I can't think of their name, but they usually use our garage, and they'll have video game tournaments for cash.
Wow.
And so they've been doing that like every month or every couple of months whenever they get around to it. And that's another thing that kind of pushed me to do this, is because they would have 50 or 100 people, you know, in a cold garage in the wintertime.
Right.
So that the people are dedicated. They want to come play. They want to do this stuff.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Can we rent one of those 11 garages for the Geek Gala storage? we'll talk to you offline.
Yeah, actually.
Hey,
it's 10,
here we go.
And yes, because we found out we may have to move Geek Gala headquarters. Damn economy. So
we've got an in, possibly.
I know we've got an in. Good. Yeah, but we'll talk to you later. First, you got to get rid of all that stuff you said you were going to get rid of, though.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
Where is this garage located? In what part of town?
So it's right by Garinger High School. It's on East Way in the Plaza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Commercial Avenue, just a little through street connecting those two roads.
Very cool. Okay. But, you know, the more important thing is to go inside.
Yes.
Buy stuff, of course, store. So if somebody wants to come be part of eGames, what kind of investment are they looking at?
Well, so at home, if you wanted to build your own PC, or if you weren't that savvy, you wanted to buy your own PC, you're looking at spending $1,500 at the close to the, that's like the low ceiling. If you wanted to play them competitively and have no problems.
Wow.
Versus you can come to our esports arena and it's $6 an hour, or you can buy a day pass for $20 or $25, depending if it's a weekday or weekend.
That's really reasonable.
That's really not bad at all.
And one of the other things we do is monthly, on the first Saturday of each month, we have a lock-in. So you can pay a fee, and for the whole day, you get to play games. And then at night, when we lock the doors, you get to stay overnight. We provide food and drinks, and it's just like an old-fashioned LAN party for anybody that used to like go over to other people's houses and bring their computers over.
Mm.
I remember when churches used to do lock-ins, but their goals were different. We can't have our kids out on the streets on a Saturday
the power
night.
Of Christ compels you.
Let's lock them in and tell them it's fun. But no, this sounds like a better option.
Much better. The same thing we're doing. We're making tell them they're having fun.
You are having fun now. Fire that goal.
No, keeping people off the streets. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
No, but that's awesome. That's awesome. So turnout has been good then.
Yeah, we've been growing steadily.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking to grow slowly, because we do only have a dozen PCs, but we also have a VR room, and we're getting consoles and stuff.
Wow.
But But it's one of those things where the investment needs to start paying for itself before you can further invest the money.
Well, yeah, you don't want to go out and buy. It'd be like Blockbuster in the old days. The old days where they would buy 300 copies of this movie and then find out it sucks. And that's like
that
shelf space.
Yeah. On a Saturday night, you go in and it's just like the wall and you're like, yeah, that's not a good movie. It's like,
yeah.
Every copy there.
Every copy is in. What's up with that? But yeah, I'm not saying that the e-game sucks because obviously
not at all. What's your favorite game?
My favorite game right now is probably Overwatch, which is a hero-based first-person shooter.
Oh.
So it's more about completing the objective than it is just getting kills, killing the other team.
Oh, good.
You have to work together as a team to accomplish whatever the map goal is.
Oh.
Okay. So it's a lot more interesting than like Call of Duty or Halo or any of those where all you're doing is just fighting each other and who can get the most kills wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might, probably what you were talking about a little bit is...
Yeah. Well, Fortnite
you spawn and you get killed. Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
Fortnite is a... I just play on my phone. Seriously, I'm level 4. So
sweet. Like,
but yeah.
Quit bragging, Carol.
In and then you land and then somebody runs up and kills you and steals your loot. It's like, I didn't even have any loot you moron. Let me get loot.
But that, yeah, Overwatch sounds really good. I've heard of that game, but I didn't realize that's nice. So you're not spawning and being killed,
right?
For the most part, yeah.
There's usually a well balanced team as two people who are good at just shooting the other team.
Okay.
Two people who are support and they're healing or trying to help out, and then two people who are the tanks. So even if you can't aim and you can't shoot and you just suck at video games, or you can play a guy with a hammer and a shield, and you just hold your shield and you walk out in front of everybody.
Yeah. I always played the healer. Which would end up with you having to install UIs with all of these life lines where you're checking people's mana levels and health levels. And you're just like, and finally, I just started making bandages in World of Warcraft and handing them out to people saying, listen, you glass cannon, I'm not dealing with you anymore. You like draw too much aggro.
Yeah. Playing a game of whack-a-mole.
Yeah, exactly.
Just things popping up.
It's
and,
like,
oh my God.
And then we started, you know, and then after a while you learn like the rule of thumb is the healer heals the tank protects the healer, and all the rest of you guys, if I have a chance to throw you something, I'll throw it to you, but you are not my responsibility.
No, it's their fault.
It's your fault. If you draw too much aggro, if you draw more aggro than the tank, you are not my friend.
So if someone's like completely unfamiliar and just walks in off the street, do you recommend them trying this, or do you have like noob nights or something?
Well, we don't have anything like that right now, but
it sounds like a concept.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea to have a weekly or monthly thing for new people to play new games.
Yeah.
There's always people there though who have a different experiences for different games, and if you tell us the kind of thing that you want to play, we can recommend something and walk you through the beginning steps until you're familiar enough to do it yourself.
That's cool.
That's awesome. I was literally thinking the same thing. I'm like, this sounds fun, but then you have like three guys playing that are like awesome, and they're like, this bitch is just messing this whole thing up.
Yeah, you definitely feel like that if you're not with people who are willing to teach you.
Yeah,
that's one of the things. Even at Get Some Game for the card game side of it, we strongly discourage the toxic competitive side of people.
Yeah,
good.
And we just don't encourage those people to come back or to play the games. We only like to have the people who are nice and friendly, and some people are a little hot-headed when they lose, but you can't help that.
So, inside scoop, John Hartness, does he a hothead, or is he like super nice?
No, he's actually really nice.
Yeah, I figure. All right, yeah.
I mean, he'll insult you to death, but he does it with a smile
on his
face.
That's all the strategy. So, yeah.
He's one of our best friends, so we have to give him crap every chance we get. Plus, every time I upload a picture of Matt gets tagged as John Hartness on Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
Because evidently John and
so
I
you
spent
are
too
twins.
Yes.
Yeah, because don't they look just alike?
Yeah.
No.
You need to dye your hair purple, Matt.
No. That does not need to happen. Why would you put that out in the universe?
Temporary, yeah. We could do.
No.
Just some Kool-Aid, purple.
Does not
grape
need
Kool-Aid.
To happen.
I see that as a role play this weekend.
I'm at a Logicon this weekend, which will actually have been last weekend, but who's talking?
I'll just send you selfies of purple hair. And you'll be like, no!
Yeah.
Instead of dick pics, it'll just be my
I'll be with her at a Logicon. I don't have to role play the purple hair.
Oh, Carol, are you offering?
Carol, you're Matt tonight. Look out.
Did I tell you that reservation was a king?
Yeah. I love that. I'm canceling my trip to a lodge.
Carol's out. All right. Yeah. She'll be at the garage to get some games.
So along with GSG Esports, you also have Get Some Games, which is the board gaming and card gaming that we've talked about. And then inside of that is one of our other past gala sponsors, which is Comic Book.
Comic Girl Coffee.
I said Phil Fortner so well.
Is it comic or cosmic?
Comic.
Comic Girl.
Girl Coffee.
I keep adding the S in there for some strange reason. I don't know why. When I see, because I like them on Facebook and I see their ads all the time and I'm like, why do I keep calling it cosmic?
Yeah, but you were telling me some cool. Yeah, but because they're out of this world. Oh. You just walked into that one.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, Comic Girl Coffee.
Easy for you.
Is within Get Some Games. And we are so happy because we were just talking about that before the show that they really, it was very fortuitous because they needed to get out of their space and get into a better space. And then you guys now, like you said, know you can have coffee for the people without you having to make it.
Exactly. So
it works out really well. And then you were telling us that they have a chef that comes in once a week, right?
Yes. Yeah. They're a vegan chef.
That's awesome.
Ooh. So they always cook fresh things and they sell it, and then they also have they usually have like vegan donuts and pastries and stuff that they have throughout the week.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know, we know us geekers, we don't always get out to the fresh vegetable section, so it's good, it's healthy. You can tell your mom it's okay.
And there's still donuts. Just because they don't have animal products in them, they're still donuts.
Yeah, cake
still
is good. Just cake don't. Is still cake. So, yeah, no.
You'd be amazed at how good it is.
But yeah, so and so you can go ahead and if you know you can eat like a sports person because you can go play esports and then eat healthy. So
eat like a sports person.
Just go in there with your whey powder and your protein bars.
Yeah.
I'm here lock for the front
sports
door.
Ball. Lock me in. I'm here for sports ball.
I'm just imagining Tom Brady like I know I just played, but I'm going to eat this donut because it's vegan. It's healthy.
It's my cheat day.
I wonder if Tom Brady sucks at Madden football, or if he's good.
You ever that would be that? Awesome. Yeah.
It's like get all the football players to play game. Esports.
Throwing his controller around, stupid game.
So now here's the I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you had game breaks over for your esports tournaments yet? You're like, no, I have no idea who they are.
That's exactly what my mind is doing.
So Game Breaks is actually a Charlotte-based group of musicians that often play at the Vegas esports tournaments.
Oh,
so,
okay. SWATS.
Yes, yeah, SWATS and Omega Sparks. So yeah. I feel like that was also an opportunity with your 4,800 square foot of space.
Yeah, that'd be wild.
To have a Game Breaks tournament with the esports fans on one of your Vegas
good idea.
Play for money video game garage band weekends. So
is there like a calendar on your website with all this stuff on it?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook as Get Some Game, and then GSG Esports has its own Facebook page and then its own group if you want to be in on all the information and events. We're working on getting a separate website just for the esports, but that's still coming along because it's not easy to build something that looks good.
Yeah. Trust me. I know.
We know some people that have a hard time and it still looks like crap. So.
This was not made in 1998. Seriously.
Yeah. We know the feeling.
Yep.
Yeah. So we both work in digital marketing, and so sometimes explaining to a client what looks good versus what they think they want, not the same thing.
Yeah.
Not the same
thing. Time to take
thing.
Down the banner ad.
That's what we focused on when we were building the arena was, you know, anybody can just put 12 computers in a place on some tables and some, you know, cheap plastic stuff.
Yeah.
But we wanted to, you know, do the best. Like, so we spent the money to buy Alienware computers because everyone knows that brand name.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does. And we installed DJ lights, and they're red and blue. So when they're turned on and lit up, they illuminate the two sides, red versus blue. So you really get that feeling of competitiveness. But no one's had a problem with it. I've seen some people say, well, that's going to hurt my eyes, the strain, but everything.
Blue light is actually really, not like the blue light from your screen, but blue light behind you is actually really helpful because mm-hmm. it's not glaring.
Right.
Mm. It's actually more restful for your eyes. So shut up about that. It's okay. Yeah. So he sent us some cool pictures. So go to the show notes because we'll have those up there and you can check it out. It's very cool. And then what other stuff do you want to tell us? I know you're dying to tell us because we keep interrupting.
Well, some of the other things we're doing are we're having leagues. So for certain video games, we're getting people organized and they come weekly and play in matches that are organized. And then we keep track of the winners and all of that. And at the end of the month or however long the league ends up being, there'll be winners and they get prizes.
Oh, my gosh.
And so right now we're doing a League of Legends League and we had an Overwatch League. And we're trying to do the different games and see which one is the most popular.
Oh.
Because then we'll know which one to prioritize.
Yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like you're like trying to think about this, which is always nice. Because sometimes you see a business open like a LAN or whatever and they haven't thought it through.
Well, I think a lot of times it's helpful that you are actually a gamer. It's not somebody that's just looking at it going, oh, I can make money off this. I think I'll open one up.
Well, that's how we opened our game store in the first place. We just wanted a place where us and our friends, we could come play games. We didn't care about making money. As long as 10 people showed up, we paid our bills. That was all that mattered to us.
And now look.
It's too
now
big.
You actually have to work.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
How did this happen?
Are there any thoughts to create a league for people that the last video game they played was Super Mario Brothers back in 1993?
I haven't thought anything about it.
Please think about it.
It's really specific, Tiffany. Right.
Well, I don't know who that person is.
Is that a league of one? Or what
do
is
you
that?
Have anybody? And could Henry Cavill be in that league and be on Tiffany's team? This is what we need to know.
And I'll then the lock the door and run away.
Yeah. I'll be the head of the
Pong League. We'll do the
overnight. The who?
I'll be the head of the Pong League.
Tetris. I can play Tetris.
This is one of those times where I wish it wasn't audio, but I'll be the head of the Healing League where I just stand there and wave my hand in circles as I stand there in the little night elf pose with my hand going.
It's like the end of Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
that lady.
Yeah, I was like, "This is all I sit here and do is I focus on a person and my hands go in circles. I focus on a person and my hand goes in circles."
See, this is why I don't start these games because I know I'll just get sucked into them, and hours and hours and hours of my time will just go away.
That's the business model.
Yeah. So my very first online game was The Sims Online.
Yeah.
And your goal in that game was to have a house that was, or a lot that was so popular that you always maxed out the amount of people to be in the room, which was only 20. I think it was 18 plus you could have up to 6 roommates, and so you could have 24 people in the room.
That's as popular as you can be in real life, too. 20 friends, that's it.
About right. Yeah. That's about right. And I remember, like, I was so into that game, and literally, it's nothing like these MMORPGs that you have now, that we would, like, put our staplers on the enter button just so that it wouldn't log us out while we went to go pee or while we went to go take a shower.
You're still playing that same game. It's paused out there, isn't it?
Yeah. No. And but yeah, it's very addictive. But you have the better addictive story than I do.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So I bought the...
Meth.
When the original... I'm tweaking, man. When the original Xbox came out, I bought it brand new, and I played, I think it was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh. Yeah, KOTOR.
And I walk in, and is it Sabacc, or is it... basically, the blackjack game. Sorry, I'm saying it wrong.
Sabacc is the
Star Trek. Oh, yeah. Anyway, but it's basically the blackjack
that
version.
That movie we don't name.
So I went into this room and I barely started playing it. I went into this room and I started playing basically a blackjack. And there was no real money involved. It was all play money. And this is at night. And then I have to work the next morning and I see the sun coming up. I'm like, what is this light in my face? And I had been playing for like 9 hours, just playing blackjack inside of the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic game. And so that happened like 4 more times. And I was like, Yeah, so I took it to a pawn shop and got as much as I could for it, but I was like, I just can't.
I'm we'll never go to so Vegas. Sucked in. You'll never leave.
No. I have been. I did really good on this machine. It was ATM, I think.
Until I just I stopped giving money.
I don't know what happened.
So I have a friend that is a massage therapist, and she used to go up and work. What's the casino right near here?
Harris.
Cherokee, yeah. So she used to work at Cherokee, and she said that one of the first days that she was there is they were showing her around, like, this is where you set up, and this is where you, you know, take the dirty towels and all that stuff. There was a room, and it was just full of chairs. And she's like, what's this room? And she goes, oh, this is where I grab an extra chair. She goes, no. These are the chairs of the people who never got up. And so, therefore, things happened on those chairs. Bodily functions happened on those chairs. And we have to go out and get them specially cleaned. Because people are get so addicted to that stuff. They said, they're not the e-games would be that. We're not trying to say that. But with e-games, it's sports. So they'll make you get up and there's vegan coffee and donuts. And so that would never happen. And you should go check it out. Plus,
great save.
Wear a diaper if you're so inclined.
We've all seen that South Park episode.
The one where they go out into the woods and they... earn one people. XP at a time. Oh my god!
For like 6 weeks
because of the PVE. Because the guy just comes out and kills you. I'm telling you, that's why I don't play PVE. PVE is what I do, not PVP. Because I don't like things killing me. So.
Well, it's fine. Most of the people that come play are bad anyway, so you fit right in. Yeah.
Thanks for assuming I'm bad. I'm actually better now. I play Rift and I solo and I do okay.
So come and dominate, actually. Yeah,
exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just call me Mistress Giddy Geeker. So, what are your hours over there at Get Some Games?
So, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're open from 5 until 10 p.m., but usually it's closer to 11 p.m. or midnight. Ooh. It's kind of when the tournaments end, when people are done, they go home. We're closed Thursdays, so don't show up on Thursday. And then Friday, we're open from 5 until midnight.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday, we're open from 3 until, well, Saturday's 3 until midnight and Sunday's 3 until 10.
Oh.
But we also have the option if you wanted to rent out the eSports Center or any of our rooms for a private event or a private party. Ooh. We'll be open any hours you want. Just got to pay me enough money.
And, you know, we were actually talking off camera, I was going to say. Off mic. There is a camera, but I'm not telling you where it is. Off mic. You guys, we're very thankful for you guys because you've always supported us and our Geek Gala and everything like that, and supported the gaming over at Geek Gala last year. And we'll be doing some events over there too, so it'll be a great chance to go over and check it out and see what it's all about. And we'll make sure that there's a time to go check out everything. So be looking for that on the calendar. Your Facebook page is up and running, so that's GSG eGames.
Yes. Esports.
Esports.
Yeah.
GSG Esports. And then you can always go for just the hours alone, if nothing else, but there's cool stuff at the board game side as well. You can go to getsomegames.com.
Yeah.
.com.
it's singular, getsomegame.com.
Getsomegame.com.
Yeah.
If you type in games, it will prompt you and say, hey, dumbass, this is what you meant to say. But yeah, get
or
some games.
Or be a porn site, probably.
No. It kind of sounds like the name of like a book for like how to pick up women.
Get some games.
Guy's like, I'm going to figure out, I'm going to play video games.
So if you're a guy and you want to meet some girls, there's Comic Girl Coffee over there. But and also other girls play games.
Absolutely. So
we like to play games.
You play
not
Rift
just with
a
your
lot.
Head.
Yeah.
I used to. Yeah. I used to. Then, you know.
That life. Sims game you still have going. Yeah.
Yeah, I do still play Sims, but I don't play the online version. Sometimes you just want to order somebody around and not have consequences.
Besides me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. If I order you around, there's consequences.
Yeah, no talk back.
That's, yeah, that's well, true. Sometimes they talk back, but they talk back in Sims, and I don't have to expect to understand
that. That is the weirdest thing, by the way. I don't know you're playing it, and then I come into the room, and it's like the like the Sims talk.
The simoleon or whatever.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck are they saying? And sometimes you think you hear a word and she's like, oh no, that's not a real word. I'm like, no, that was a word. I heard it. That was a real word.
You've been playing it too long.
Yeah. Is it like going to Cirque du Soleil where they speak Cirque?
Yes.
They don't speak. That's not actual French they're saying. That's an actual made up language.
Yeah. It's like Dothraki. You think you know what they're saying,
but they're not. You don't.
You don't. Or Klingon.
Or Ubby Dubby.
Yeah. Just want them to. I'm just trying to get you to do a spit take on air because every time.
It came really close about five times.
So yeah. So that's good. Phil, thank you so much for coming. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
And hanging out with us. And we look forward to going and checking it out. What, Tiffany, what are you going to check out?
I'm gonna join in the esports because I want to get the side eye from some gentlemen that love playing and are like, please God, can she leave? But I'll enjoy their uncomfortableness and learning to play a game.
Well, we do have Nintendo Switches, so we can just put Super Mario on there for you.
There you go.
Okay,
you
go. I'm in.
Either that or maybe your first band customer. Just kidding.
We need goals. 2019 goals established.
It's a Polaroid picture you put up on the bulletin board.
So
band.
GSG Esports.
Yes.
On Facebook. And then go to getsomegame.com to check out the other parts of the 4,800 square feet. And then Comic Girl Coffee will have information. And, you know, I mean, like, how many... It's a geektopia. You literally can go there and find a plethora of geekdom. So surely happiness can abound.
That's what we're shooting for.
Well, thank you. Thank you for always being supportive of us. And we look forward to being equally supportive of you. So
yeah,
thanks for coming talking about it. Make sure you go check it out. And you'll come back again sometime, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us how it's going.
This was fun.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.